This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's the thing about numbers, economic numbers anyway. You got to put them in context. In context in the economy, of course, but also in our culture, or all you've got is statistics. So to wrap up our author series today, people who are in the business of words, author Mona Simpson.
It works for me when I really know the characters, when I've thought of much more about their lives and much more time in their lives than even comes into the novel. What kind of a household is it in terms of money, in terms of future? Is it a family that values a long-term or a very short horizon? When I was in my 20s and trying to write my first novel, I thought it would change my life. I believed if I could sell my first novel, my life would completely, completely change. And I spent 5 years supporting myself, you know, sort of hand to mouth with part-time jobs as my student loans were coming due and my socks were wearing out. You know, when I went to a party, I wore the same dress for years that my mom had bought me on a visit. And then I did sell the novel. The first offer the publishing company made for it was $10,000. And my agent said, well, she has a lot of student loans. So they got up to $12,500. And if you get those numbers, you think, well, amortize that by 5 years. It's not very much money. And yet, publishing my first novel did change my life in many more ways than money. I got a letter recently from a middle schooler asking me, she had about 10 questions asking about, she said she was interested in the writer/author profession. But one of her questions was, do you make a lot of money? And the answer is, you know, no. I mean, novels take me 4 or 5 years, sometimes 10 at the most, sometimes 3 at the least. And if you amortize the money fiction writers earn from them, we're not CEOs. We're not hugely successful in that way. But on the other hand, by the time you're doing it, you've realized the real economy, which is time, and that you're spending most of your life making something that you find beautiful and that's deeply satisfying and fulfilling. And, you know, in a way, love is the real economy. If you're spending your time, which is really the scarcest commodity there is, if you're spending that doing something that gives you a lot back, that's a kind of wealth.
Mona Simpson's newest book is called Casebook. You can read an excerpt of it at our website. And you can read today's Numbers Week guest blog from our Friday regular and Financial Times editor Cardiff Garcia. His number, 3.5 million. Why? Oh, you got to go look, marketplace.org.